Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Red Tsunami, The Silent Storm, Killing Your Freedom by T. Casey Fleming is a national security and counterintelligence book focused on the idea that modern conflict increasingly occurs outside conventional battlefields. Fleming, associated with strategic risk and counterintelligence work, frames the Chinese Communist Party as the central actor behind a form of unrestricted warfare that uses economic leverage, technology dependence, information influence, social fragmentation, and supply chain vulnerability to weaken open societies. The book is written for a general audience rather than only policy specialists, and its stated purpose is to make covert strategic pressure understandable to ordinary citizens whose daily lives are affected through prices, jobs, data privacy, institutional trust, and access to information. Its genre blends geopolitical warning, intelligence analysis, and civic preparedness. Rather than treating national security as a distant government function, Fleming argues that resilience depends on public awareness, diversified systems, transparent policy, and a clearer understanding of how freedom can be eroded through gradual, non-military means. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, unrestricted warfare as the central framework for modern conflict. The central concept in The Red Tsunami is unrestricted warfare, a theory associated with Chinese military writing from the late 1990s that broadens conflict beyond armies, missiles, and formal declarations of war. Fleming uses this framework to argue that strategic competition now operates through trade, technology, media, finance, education, public health, and social trust. The significance of this idea is that it changes the definition of a battlefield. If civilian systems can be influenced, disrupted, or made dependent on an adversary, then ordinary citizens become exposed to strategic pressure without recognizing it as conflict. Fleming presents this as especially dangerous for open societies because openness, efficiency, and global integration can become vulnerabilities when exploited by actors that do not operate under the same legal, ethical, or political constraints. The book does not primarily describe a future military invasion. It describes a cumulative environment in which dependency, data access, narrative control, and institutional weakness can reduce national autonomy over time. This framework is important because it connects national security to everyday structures that are often treated as separate policy areas. Secondly, economic dependence and supply chains as instruments of coercion. A major practical concern in the book is economic dependence, especially dependence on China for manufactured goods, critical inputs, technology components, and investment-linked business relationships. Fleming treats supply chains not merely as commercial systems, but as strategic infrastructure. When a society optimizes only for low cost and short-term efficiency, it may become vulnerable to shortages, price shocks, political pressure, or loss of industrial capacity. The reasoning is that a dependency built gradually in peacetime can become coercive when a crisis occurs. Consumers experience this not as abstract geopolitical risk, but as reduced availability, higher prices, weaker job security, and fewer domestic alternatives. The book emphasizes that resilience requires diversification rather than isolation. This distinction matters because the argument is not simply against trade itself. It is against allowing essential systems to become concentrated in the hands of an adversarial power or in opaque networks that citizens and policymakers cannot easily evaluate. By linking economic convenience to strategic vulnerability, Fleming places household-level consequences inside a larger national security frame. Thirdly, digital influence. Data exposure and the erosion of personal autonomy. The Red Tsunami gives significant attention to digital systems because they shape what people see, believe, buy, and trust. Fleming argues that control or influence over platforms, data flows, technology standards, and information environments can affect autonomy without the visible force associated with traditional conflict. The mechanism is subtle data collection can expose personal behavior, digital platforms can amplify or suppress narratives, and technology dependence can create channels for surveillance, manipulation, or strategic leverage. This matters because democratic societies rely on informed consent and public trust. If information ecosystems are distorted, citizens may become more divided, less confident in institutions, and less able to distinguish organic debate from coordinated influence. Fleming connects this to unrestricted warfare by treating psychological operations and digital manipulation as parts of a broader pressure campaign rather than isolated technology. Problems. The book is most useful here when it encourages readers to see privacy, platform governance, and information literacy as security issues. Its warning is that freedom can decline not only through censorship or legal restriction, but also through dependence on systems that quietly shape perception and choice. Fourthly, civic resilience as a response to invisible strategic pressure. Fleming does not present the problem only as a matter for intelligence agencies or military planners. A distinctive feature of the book is its emphasis on ordinary citizens as participants in resilience. The argument is that unrestricted warfare succeeds partly because it operates below the threshold of public alarm. There may be no dramatic event that forces consensus, only accumulated pressures across economic life, public health, information systems, and social cohesion. For that reason, awareness becomes a practical defense. Citizens who understand dependency risks may support more resilient supply chains, demand transparency, protect personal data, question manipulative narratives, and take civic responsibility more seriously. Fleming also stresses cooperation among government, business, and civil society. This is important because no single sector can solve a problem that crosses markets, technology, education, security, and public trust. The book frames resilience as a balance between preparedness and panic avoidance. Its most constructive implication is that democratic societies can respond without copying authoritarian methods, provided they recognize the nature of the pressure and organize around protection of citizen autonomy. Lastly, the strengths and limits of an urgent counterintelligence perspective. The book stands out because it translates a counterintelligence perspective into language intended for a broad public. Fleming tries to connect seemingly separate problems, including economic disruption, fentanyl, cyber threats, cultural influence, and social division, into a single strategic pattern. This approach can be valuable because intelligence analysis often looks for connections that ordinary news coverage treats as isolated events. It also gives readers a framework for asking who benefits from dependency, confusion, and institutional distrust. At the same time, the same approach has limitations. A strongly urgent tone can make the book feel less detached than an academic study. And readers who prefer extensive comparative analysis of multiple global actors may find its focus on the CCP narrow. The book is best read as a warning-oriented strategic interpretation, not as a neutral textbook on international relations. Its usefulness depends on separating the broader, well-established insight that non-military tools can be weaponized from any individual claim that may require independent verification. This balance allows readers to gain conceptual value without treating every assertion as settled fact. In conclusion, The Red Tsunami is most relevant for readers who want to understand how national security can affect daily life through supply chains, digital platforms, data privacy, economic dependence, public trust, and social cohesion. It will appeal to citizens concerned about China, policymakers, business leaders, security professionals, and readers of geopolitical warning books who prefer practical implications over abstract theory. The main intellectual benefit is the framework it provides instead of viewing crises as disconnected. Readers are encouraged to examine how open systems can be exploited through long-term, non-military pressure. The practical benefit is a clearer vocabulary for discussing resilience, diversification, transparency, and civic responsibility. Compared with many books in the China threat or national security category, Fleming differentiates his work by focusing less on elite policy debate and more on how ordinary people become the target of strategic competition. It is not positioned as a calm academic survey, and readers should approach specific claims with the same critical judgment they would apply to any urgent security argument. Its value lies in making unrestricted warfare accessible and in emphasizing that freedom can be weakened gradually through dependency and manipulation rather than only through open confrontation. If you would like to support T. Casey Fleming, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.